The Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Use the promo code SGP50 to receive a 50% deposit bonus today. We're also brought to you by Odds Shark. They have the latest betting stats and trends you won't find anywhere else, plus free picks from their supercomputer and expert writing staff. Follow them on Twitter at Odds Shark and www.oddsshark.com.
You are listening to the EPL show on the Sports Gambling Podcast and the Dirty Sheets Network. The Sports Gambling Podcast is sponsored by MyBookie.ag. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use the promo code SGP50 when making your account. Visit MyBookie.ag today and bet on the internet's favourite sportsbook where you play, you win, and you get paid. And you've would have got paid if you took our tips last week. I'm joined by my colleague, Mr. James George.
Hello, Billy. I know you're in a random location today. We need to make this a quick one.
Random location, yeah. Like, James caught me off guard. Are we doing a show? Are we not doing a show? I looked at the fixtures and that's last week and thought, oh yeah, four games, we're not going to do a show. Then I looked at the fixtures again and thought, I fancy these games, so we will do a show. It'll probably turn out I'll go 0-4 or something and mess up locks and everything. But we can't do a parlay because it's not enough games, and I'll try and give a dog and try and just keep it as lock and dog, unless you want to add
I couldn't find a third one for my parlay. So to be honest, just fly through the games, do a lock and dog, let everyone enjoy the weekend, and let's do it.
Yeah, so just for the record, I landed lock, dog, and tease. That rarely happens. I think the guys on the SGP on their NFL show have only ever done it once each, and I've now done it twice this season, so that was pretty good. And I think overall, like, although James only landed his lock, I think may have had a 7-10 week. I had an 8-10 week in the end, so I think it was all pretty good. One of the best shows.
Yeah, I thought we did well overall. Even like the Bournemouth game, which I said Bournemouth as an underdog, we actually talked about Bournemouth going 1-0 up, and then
we definitely said that. Yeah,
yeah.
We said Bournemouth to score the first goal,
and then I said it would probably be 2-1 Spurs, but obviously they ended up getting one or two more, I think it was. But I think we said Everton would definitely get a win. I think we called it and said 1-2. I said Saints. Saints were struggling. I said that. I thought it would be under 2.5 goals. I can't believe we lost 3-0. But to be honest, I'm happy that we did, because it meant that we got our manager sacked. So Saints have got a chance of staying up now. But that, we'll talk about that when we Saints West Ham in a couple of weeks' time. Should we crack on with Bournemouth West Brom to start with? For me, easy Bournemouth win, probably 2-0, something like that. West Brom just don't look like anything, really.
Yeah, I've loaded up with Bournemouth players this week in fantasy. I think for people that I hate saying this, because I'm right up there. I'm to win every single league, and I feel like people might be starting to listen to a show. People who I'm competing with for a lot of money, but I'm playing my free hit this week. This is what the free hit's for. Load your teams up with all players from these games, because that's what it's there for. Because it'll just, your team will go back to normal next week, and you'll actually.
See, I'm keeping my free hit because I still think that there'll be a. It looks like there'll be a week where a team plays twice,
yeah,
and I think that maybe.
My wild card for.
So I think there'll be more than one week where. Because I don't think they will fit them in 1 week. They'll just be here and there. So I'm keeping them. I'm so far behind that I need to have these. I just need to have like 200 point weeks somehow. So
yeah, but a significant difference is though, James, is that when you go and use the free hit on a week where some of those people will have eight or nine players playing twice anyway, because it's going to be Tottenham, it's going to be Man United,
true.
But whereas on this week, you're on your own, like, no one's got players from Huddersfield, no one's got players from Stoke, no one's got players from Everton. Everybody's going to have the three Liverpool players. They're going to probably have Firmino, they're probably going to have Salah, they may have Mane, they may have one of the cheap defenders, Alexander-Arnold or Gomez maybe, but they're not going to have anyone from these other teams. So you can absolutely load up here, and if it turns out to be goals, have a good week. But I don't think it will be goals. I've mainly focused on defenders, and from this game I've taken Nathan Ake, and I've taken Begovic in goal, and I've taken
Adam Smith at the back. I think he's doing all right at the moment, so I've gone Adam Smith from Bournemouth, and I think I've put Rondon on this week, because if you actually look at West Brom's fixtures, they've got some easy fixtures coming up, and I think he might score one or two in the next three games. And
West Brom are down. I can't take them at all now. They've got no.
I don't think they'll do anything in this game, but they might score a goal. Rondon is a useful player. I think he'll stay in the Premier League, and if they go down, I think someone else will snap him up. So we're both going just a simple Bournemouth win in this one.
Sure, yeah. What's next?
Huddersfield v Palace, which I can't call this game. I think this is a really tough game to call.
For me, I'm taking Palace. Zaha's back. The run, they continued that 100% losing record, even from a 2-0 lead with Man United. It was a real, I think with him there, without the injury, they'd be safe by now. And this is a six-pointer for me. And I think he makes the difference.
If he starts, I'm going Palace. If he doesn't start, I'm going draw.
I'm taking Palace draw no bet at 6-5 on this game.
I'll take this, this is why I was keen to
get a show out today. Up next,
Stoke v Everton, which I think as well is a really tough game to call, because Everton actually have got a few injury problems when I looked at it, but they've still got more talent than what Stoke have. But Stoke surely are going to be more up for this game than what Everton are.
I've gone heavy on Stoke. I've gone heavy on I've got Shaqiri in there. I've got a couple of defenders in there, I believe. I like Stoke in this game. I just think that Everton are safe now, and they've been terrible away. You can go either way here. I liked under 2.5 goals.
That's what I was thinking of doing, was under 2.5.
Yeah, but I also like Stoke on the draw no bet as well. I think this either Stoke win this or ends up being a draw, and I think either Palace winner is going to be a draw. I don't think Huddersfield and Everton walk out this weekend with wins, so that's why I really like those two bets in the middle of this card.
I'll go under 2.5. On the Stoke, okay. Everton. I still think Everton have got a little bit about them. Theo Walcott, for example, if he starts, I still think it's a tough game for Stoke. So, and that they're not completely firing on all cylinders. So, I think they're going to be nervous. I think it's. I'd like to get Stoke plus one or Stoke no bet. I could probably do Stoke draw no bet, can't I?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah, because, I'll do that. I'm not sure if Everton will win it. So,
just to give out some prices on this, because we've not done them. Bournemouth were 17-20, West Brom was 16-5, Huddersfield were 2-1, and Crystal Palace were 7-4. Stoke was 7-5, and Everton were 2-1. So that brings you up to date. And the last game is Liverpool, where Watford, where Liverpool are 1-5 favourites, and Watford are 12-1.
Easy Liverpool win. I actually can get Liverpool minus one. So I think that's the safe bet here. I think it'll probably be at least three, but I'm going to go Liverpool minus one.
Yeah, 100% agree. And that is 100% my lock. And,
that is my lock as well. And my dog is... What's your dog?
My dog is Palace Drawn, I bet.
Oh, I can still do that as... that can't be a dog though, can it?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Didn't you say the odds were like 6-5 or something on that?
No, they're 7-4.
Oh.
Just like United were last week.
Then I'm doing that as well. But it's really boring, but we're both doing the same thing.
I mean, I can't take Stoke draw no bet because they're actually favourites for the game. Whereas in this game, there's no favourite. Like, depending on where you go, they're pretty much both the same price. The draw no bet both of them are 10 to 11 each. So it's a complete toss-up game. 10 to 11 Huddersfield, 10 to 11 Palace on the draw, no bet.
The only other one I was thinking of, just going to have a look at Liverpool minus two, just to see, because I could give that one out.
All the two picks in the same game, yeah.
No, it's still 6-5. Which
on a side note of this, I do like Leicester City as a dog this weekend as well, on the side of that, and I also like Wigan as a dog.
No, I suppose the only way Wigan will win is under a new manager if he doesn't implement things straight away. But I've got really, really strong feelings that we will beat Wigan this weekend under Hughes.
Okay, sorry, I'm not going to have that. I just saw the appointment's been made. I just checked. I didn't know it had been confirmed.
No, it's been confirmed, and I think he's got a couple of days to implement things, which I think makes a massive difference.
Okay,
so
that actually literally completely changes it. I think Southampton will win.
I think that's quite a good price at us as well. Basically, we're evens against Wigan. So I think that's a really good price.
Yeah, I like all the FA Cup games this week. I like a Man United and Tottenham double, and I like Leicester plus one. I don't know if they'll go through, but I don't think Chelsea will beat them after what just happened to them yesterday. They absolutely, unbelievably, they dominated Barcelona and lost 3-0. I couldn't believe it. I've never seen anything like it.
I only watched the first 10 minutes. I unfortunately was working, but the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes I watched, and yeah, they had most of the ball, and yeah, Messi just scored, and that was what I watched.
it was harsh. They missed chances, they hit the post from a free kick, they had a penalty which would have been a penalty and a red card. Alonso got pulled back by PK when he was clean through. That would have made it 2-1, and they would have been playing 10 men, and so they didn't get the decision, and it's blatant. And then Barca scored a third. It was just one of the most unluckiest 3-0s I've ever seen. Whereas on the other hand, Man United are just embarrassing. And I think we'll talk at length about that next week, because I think we'll start the show with why Mourinho needs to go instead of why one of your managers need to go.
Yeah, how times have changed.
So tune in for that one.
Cool. Well, have a good weekend, mate. And you. Have a good day. And yeah,
just a quick thing I wanted to touch on. We did a big thing about Kelly on the show before, and you came back last week, and I didn't ask you anything about it. So I wanted to get that in.
It's gone really well. So my wife, for anyone who doesn't know, she has multiple sclerosis. She had a treatment called Lemtrada, which basically reboots her immune system. So she had that about two or so weeks ago. She's really good. Feels 100% again. She just can't get ill, so she's going mad because she can't go anywhere really in public. So that's the problem she's having at the moment. She's got an immune system, so if she does get ill, it will really badly affect her. But apart from that, she's really fit and healthy, starting to do a little exercising at home, and no things are good. Thanks for asking, Billy.
No worries. We are at EPL Show Pod. The Sports Gambling Podcast are at Gambling Podcast, and Dirty Sheets Twitter account is called Wrestling Truths, because that's the main show on the Dirty Sheets, because it stands for True News, TREWS. I've been Billy, he's been James. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with a proper show next week.
Cheers, Billy. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, mate. All right. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.